teacher, boss, coach.
F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. FAST, face, arm, speech, time. That's F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. The sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in the recovery of
your neighbor, the waiter, a fellow shopper, a total stranger, grandmother, grandfather.
So learn FAST, the sudden signs of a stroke, then pass it on, because you never know who might save you.
Your wife, your colleague, teammate, mother.
Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is sponsored by Equity Resource, a development, construction, and investment firm that is transforming properties throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our mission is to develop properties at a high level of value, a low risk of investment, while providing impeccable service to our customers. When you're ready to sell, renovate, or invest in a property, choose Equity Resource. Call us today at 202-621-6632 or visit our website, equityresource.net.
Good morning and welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Now for today's show, here's attorney Ethel Mitchell.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our first year anniversary. We are celebrating. Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is experiencing now its first year anniversary. We made it a whole year, Stacey.
Yay!
Yes, indeed. We really did. It's hard to believe, but we went back, we made a list of all our programs, but we actually have over 50 programs.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing.
It is. It just seemed like it went so fast. And we got a lot more for you all. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. Welcome to everyone. This program is brought to you by my law office, Wills and Trust LLC, where I prepare wills, trust, and power of attorneys. So if you or anyone you know needs a will, a trust, or assistance in administering an estate, call me at 202-772-1988. 202-772-1988. We want you to be a part of the conversation today. My executive producer, Stacey Worster, is standing by throughout the program to pass along your comments or questions. So call us at 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. As always, I have to remind you that what you hear on the program is for information purposes only. No attorney-client relationship is established by anything said on this program. Each person's circumstances are different, and you must seek individual counsel for any situation for which you need legal advice. So, first, I want to dedicate my show and my anniversary program to the Morbetta Man, the beloved man who was on the airways here at WOL for over 20 years. He is the reason I'm on the radio. He first invited me to come on his program. Then he encouraged me to get my own radio program. So thank you, Morbetta Man. I am dedicating this first year anniversary to you and to your memory. I also want to thank Miss Kathy Hughes for her station, whose motto is Information is Power, and for providing an outlet for this kind of important information to be given to the community and the world. Thank you to my executive producer, Stacey Royster, for her hard work and contribution to this program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Stacey. Thank you to my webmaster, Earl Hook, for creating my original website, recording each program, and archiving them. Thank you, Earl. Thank you to Daryl Farley, our engineer, who keeps it all together. Thank you very much, Daryl. And thank you to my nephew, Justin Smith, who is about to launch a brand new exciting website for me and should be up this week. That's going to have a lot of information in a beautiful, beautiful format that will give you links to the resources and the persons that we bring to you each week. I want to say thank you also to all the lawyers who work hard every day throughout this country helping people in every phase of their life. And most of all, I want to say thank you to my listeners who call in and tell me either in the office, on the email, or on the program, how much they enjoy the program and how helpful and informative the information that we give out is as they go forth in living their daily lives. So I continue to try to hope that what we do will empower you, because law really is very, very powerful. And what you do know about it can help you, but God knows what you don't know can really, really hurt you. So each week, I will try to empower you. Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell aims to empower you by bringing you professionals who know the law. I was going through our list of programs and sort of amazed myself when I say so, you know, Stacy. So I've asked a few people to call in, and we do expect them to be calling in shortly. Again, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know how you like the programs, what your favorite programs were. And also let me know either on the radio or email me at ethel@lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. And let me know what programs you would like to hear, what kind of programs, what kinds of parts of the law that you might want us to try and cover. A lot of people are new to listening to the program, and so I wanted to give you an idea of what we've done in the past year. February 1st of 2014 was our very first program, Stacy. You remember that?
Yes.
It's hard to believe.
Was it Matters of the Heart?
Oh, yeah. We decided that we were going to start out with the month talking about matters of the heart, yeah. The law and how it affects matters of the heart. And so Michelle C. Thomas, who's going to be with us next week on Valentine's Day, began our theme with looking at prenuptial agreements. Mm. And I'll never forget, she said, you buy insurance for your home and for your car. Why wouldn't you want insurance for the most important relationship in your life?
Never thought about it like that.
I never thought about it like that, right? So again, if you want to hear this program, go to our website. It is archived there, like all the programs. And then she came back and she gave us a whole program where we discussed common law marriages, which is another subject that a lot of people know very little about. You hear about it, you see it. Sometimes people live it, but they really don't know what they're doing as far as the law is concerned. And she did a program for us, our second program, on common law marriages. So you see, Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell tries to give you, you know, practical, down-to-earth information about the law and how it impacts your life. Attorney Sharon Theodore Lewis then came in and talked to us about the many, many benefits of being married as far as the law is concerned. If you remember, she talked about inheritance, she talked about taxes, she talked about all real estate, all kinds of benefits there are, legal benefits there are to being in the state of marriage. Then in March, we decided that we would look into business and bring us information about business and law. Attorney Sterling Ashby, founder of History in Action Toys, that featured black heroes such as Bessie Coleman, Benjamin Banneker, Matthew Henson, came on and told us about his journey to China, where he negotiated his own contract for producing his toys. He came back the next week and talked to us about being an entrepreneur. Then Attorney Jean-Marie Sila told us what a corporation is and why you should do business as a corporation. Attorney Daryl Jordan then talked about doing business with the government. So March, we explored the topic of business and the law and why people do business through these entities that we know as corporations. Attorney Steven Pena, who is a professional agent for the National Basketball Association, called in and told us about things that players and parents needed to be aware of when considering signing with a professional team. I'm going to take a break right now because somebody has just called in, I understand, Daryl. Okay, would you put them through, please? Hello?
Hello, Ethel?
Yes, yes.
This is LeCount calling.
Oh, my God, LeCount, the dean of the financial planners in the whole metropolitan area.
Oh, my.
Thank you, LeCount. How are you?
I'm fine. I just had to call you to let you know that I'm one of your biggest supporters, by the way.
Oh, thank you, LeCount.
And I'm spreading the word. But, Ethel, you made me realize how important the law is in every phase of our lives.
It's true.
And the subjects that you have covered are just outstanding, and the guests are excellent.
Thank you.
And always look first if they're knowledgeable, and they are knowledgeable, and they get their points across. And it makes me wonder, where have I been? Because I've learned so much from listening to your show.
Oh, well, thank you, LeCount. Thank you very much. Thank
you. And your topics from business and law and the Affordable Care Act, and now that we're doing taxes, we understand now what that's all about and how it's impacting us. And then
yes.
The consumer spending and consumer affairs and wills and trusts and on and on and on and on. Thank you for your program.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to continue being one of your biggest supporters. I'm going to spread the word.
Well, thank you.
And I know that we need to get more sponsors and we need to get more people, more listeners. And
thank
I'm going to do my part.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, LeCount.
I want to give my congratulations to you on your first year anniversary and wish you many, many more. And do everything I can to make sure that you do have many, many more.
Thank you very, very much. Wow, that's a big deal, you all. Thank you so much, LeCount. Thank you so much. For those of you, I'm trying to get you on the program, too, soon, okay? But thank you
all
very
you
much.
All you got to do is call me, Ethel. You know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank you.
Okay.
And thank you for calling in. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You all, that was Mr. LeCount Davis. He is truly the dean of the financial planners in this area. He is the founder of the Association of African American Financial Advisors. We call it Quad A, and he is a very, very knowledgeable person. So I feel very gratified that he calls in and he feels so highly about the program. Thank you. We've got to take a break, and then when we come back, I'm going to continue to tell you about all the programs that we've had during the year. Thank you. We'll be right back.
1450 WOL, where information is power.
Do you have a Mercedes-Benz? And are you looking for a place that specializes in servicing luxury cars? Magic Benz Services USA, located at 4716 Baltimore Avenue, Hyattsville, Maryland, is the place. They are the premier specialist with up to 40% off dealer prices and 100% satisfaction guarantee, offering professional services to keep your Mercedes running, like transmission services, brake services, complete engine services, tire replacement, balance and rotation, engine cooler system flush, battery and charging system check or replacement, fuel induction services, wheel alignment, used car pre-purchase inspection, and much, much more. The oil changes are only $99 with a free car wash. That's right, free car wash with your purchase of their $99 oil change service. So call for your appointment today, 1-888-505-6917. That's 1-888-505-6917. Or get to magicbenservice.com. Ride with no worries.
Moving today or tomorrow and not sure who to call? Well, your worries are over. Ted's Moving and Hauling at 301-254-8221 is your one-stop place to call when you need to move from your apartment, home, or office. Ted's Moving and Hauling is one of the best, with experienced and professional movers to handle all your needs with no job too large or too small. Ted's can do it all. Call now to find out more. 301-254-8221. That's 301-254-8221. Need something hauled away? Ted can do that too. Ted's Moving and Hauling is one of the best, and with some of the best prices in town. So if you need to move uptown, downtown, or out of town, call Ted's Moving and Hauling today at 301-254-8221. That's 301-254-8221. That's Ted's Moving and Hauling. Moving you from your home, office, or church. Call Ted's today at 301-254-8221.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back, everyone, as we celebrate our first year anniversary of Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Before the break, LeCount called in, Mr. LeCount Davis, the Dean of the African American Financial Advisors. And I'm really gratified that he feels so highly about the program. I understand we have someone else on the phone, Daryl. Yes, would you let them through? Thank you. Yes, hello?
Good morning, Ethel. This
Good
is
morning.
Daryl Jordan. How are you?
Hi, Daryl. How you doing? This is one of our former guests. How you doing?
I am doing great, and I want to congratulate you and Stacy on your first year anniversary and the success of your show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Daryl.
Yes,
we appreciate
thank you.
It. Yes. Yes.
And I just wanted to tell you, I follow your programs when I'm not in the gym with my daughters.
Yes, yes. This is a man that has produced three, shall we say, semi-professional basketball players. Yes, yes.
Not quite, but they have helped their parents with college tuition, which is a blessing.
That's a huge blessing. It certainly is. But he's also a man who really can give you good advice on government contracting, ladies and gentlemen. Daryl was with us. I was just talking about you, Daryl. I'm trying to see what date that was. But at the early beginning of the program, right, in February.
In March.
February March 22nd. March. That's right, of 2014. Yes. Thank you, Daryl. Gosh.
No, thank you, Ethel. Small business and small business development, that's my passion. I particularly love to see minorities and women entrepreneurs. You know, I have three daughters, and, you know, I know they'll probably work for companies or in the government at some point, but I encourage them at some point to start their own enterprises.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, they've got a good foundation there with you, and this whole program is about opening people's eyes to the opportunities and the potential of doing whatever it is that they want to do and how the law can help them with that. So thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And keep supporting us, please. And don't forget, you can go to the website, and everything is archived there.
I do that, Ethel, and I love you guys, and much success in the future.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Daryl. That was Daryl Jordan. And on our new website, what we're trying to do is to podcast the programs. So people will be able to download them and then listen to them whenever they want to. So we're moving forward. I'm going to go back now to just telling you more about the programs that we have put up for you all, and so that if you hadn't listened earlier in our tenure, shall we say, you'll know that you can go back and listen to them. And we're going to revisit some of these subjects, certainly. But in April of 2014, I decided to do a series of how the law impacts churches and charities. And so I was really blessed and honored to have Reverend Michael Chambers from Baltimore to come in, and he graciously shared with us some of the legal challenges that are commonly faced by churches and ministers, things that a lot of people never even thought about. But
right, because they essentially businesses, or they operate.
They
as
operate
such.
in a legal environment.
Right.
Yes, and so there's some very serious challenges that they face. Mm-hmm. And then Attorney Erica Cole came and talked to us about how churches need to be in compliance with the law, and the kinds of issues, some of the kinds of issues that a lot of churches may not know a whole lot about.
Such as their bylaws.
Yes, and their incorporations.
They may not own their sermons.
Yes.
And they belong to the church.
Yep.
And
what does all that stuff mean? You know, then Attorney James Montgomery came on, mm-hmm. and talked to us about explaining what was a 501c3 organization, mm-hmm. how you get that, and you know whether churches need it, and why it can be extremely beneficial to have it, but what the process is for getting it. And Attorney Antonio Orocho, who was former CEO of La Raza, came on and talked to us about the practical administration of nonprofits. And he gave us valuable information about how, when you're starting a new nonprofit, ways in which you might kind of piggyback with other nonprofits, mm-hmm. to help you as you create your own structure and get your own 501c3 together, that there are ways that I had never known about of getting started without having to put out all that money, and then building your own as you're able to do so. In May, we looked at the military, and we started out with a hot topic. Colonel Howard Cooley came on and gave us explosive information about the realities of sexual harassment in the military.
Oh, and that was a big
news story.
Yeah.
During that time,
during
exactly around that time, they were investigating this. Mm-hmm. And it's a major, major issue and problem in the military. And I was very honored and pleased to have Colonel Cooley, who not only is a lawyer, but had practical, down-to-earth familiarity with it and recommendations as to things that could be done to address the problem. Then Attorney Cheryl Chapman Henderson came in and told us about benefits for our beloved veterans. She came in and talked to us and explained some of the benefits that veterans are entitled to get. And if you're a veteran and you missed that program, you should go back and listen to that program, because there are a lot of good benefits. Attorney Amanda Blackman, I was out of town, so Attorney Chapman Henderson, she was on the 10th of May, and then on the 15th of May, Attorney Henderson hosted Attorney Amanda Blackman from the Veterans Administration, who told us how veterans apply for benefits and how they can get what they're entitled to. They earned this. God knows they've earned it. And they, a lot of people do not. And so it's important that people look into all of this. That was during May. One of the things that the new website will do is not only have everything archived, but next to it, my new webmaster, Justin Smith, of Creative Spectacle Web Design, who specializes in working with lawyers' websites, is putting on links for each program. You'll be able to click on to a link to the Veterans Administration, for example, or to healthcare.gov, and to the websites of the guest. So as you're listening to the program, you'll be able to click on the link and go right to them and get even more information. I'm very serious about trying to make this practical and useful for people. In June, Attorney Yolanda McGill of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law warned our listeners about loan modification scams.
Yes.
That was really a disturbing reality that I did not realize was so prevalent. And she told us how in Maryland, especially, where you have so many people underwater with their mortgages, these people are just scamming you, you know.
Yeah, and it's really considered the second wave of the foreclosure crisis.
Wow.
And these scammers are very unscrupulous and mm-hmm. take advantage of, you know, really devastated people, you know, already.
So yeah, sad. Yeah. And they get your money and don't do a thing for you. So again, that was June 7th. So if you're in that situation, please listen to that program and go to the Lawyers Committee website. In a week or so, we'll have all that up for you where you can go and find out more about how to know if you're being scammed and then hopefully what to do about it. I did a series of programs about holding title to property, and also how to transfer property at death without probate, which is a relatively new phenomena in D.C. and Virginia. But more and more people are able to do that, and I'm doing more of that for people as a result. Then in July, Florence King came in and talked to us about credit worthiness and credit restoration. Attorney Tanya Clay House was a guest and spoke on voter registration. Attorney C. Britton told us about continuing discrimination in higher education. And the great Wade Henderson, president and CEO of the Leadership Conference of Civil and Human Rights, educated us about the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So all of those were programs that we had in July and June. We have another caller on the phone, Daryl says. Hello?
Hello, this is Cheryl Chapman Henderson. Ethel, congratulations.
Hello, Cheryl. How you doing?
I am fine. It's just it's so good to hear all of the programs that you've had these up through the first 6 months. I'm excited for another year for you and Stacy, and you have done so much good in educating us all about what's going on and how we have to be mindful of the laws in so many different areas.
Yes, it is really, really important. Cheryl, is there something going on right now that you can tell us about quickly that's threatening some of the veterans' benefits that you talked about that could really impact people? Can you just very briefly, I know we don't have a lot of time today, but can you briefly tell us a little about it? Because you were telling me something about it.
Yes. For the last 2 years, Congress has tried to impose a law that would require a look-back period for transfers, much like Medicaid, transfers to qualify for the VA aid and attendance program.
Oh,
and
my.
That in and of itself is not, I mean, it's not, it was not unexpected, and we're preparing for it, like we prepared for it for the Medicaid benefits program. But what it does is that this new attempt, it's being done by VA, and it has a really adverse impact on our wartime veterans, many who are in their 90s, their 80s, and we're now having a wave of veterans who are impacted, who are in their mid-60s and older for the Vietnam era.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what it will do is it will impose a penalty period of up to 10 years for any transfers. And it also, there are asset limitations that really just don't make sense. So what we're doing is we're posting on our website some of the things that we find objectionable.
Okay, good.
And we're asking that people either look at our website or go and take a look at the regs themselves, which are not quite as plain as that we'd like them to be, but to make their comments known, make their voices known.
Can you give us your website, please, Cheryl, or where people can go to look at this? Because this is going to impact a lot of people. I'm just sick and tired of this Congress making people into paupers when they're older and right when they need it. You know,
yes.
You pay taxes all your life, and then you go, and when you most need the government, that's when they make you into a doggone pauper. I think it's outrageous.
Yes.
Can you give us the website that people need to go to,
yes,
please?
First, they could go, as of Monday, we'll have something posted, www.hendersonlawforgod.com.
And that's the number four, is that
the
right?
Number four.
Okay, repeat that again, please.
It's www.hendersonlawforgod.com.
Okay, good.
We have until March 24th, people have until March 24th to post comments with the VA. This is a VA-initiated move, not Congress. Congress didn't do anything this time.
Okay, then we need to jump on the VA.
On the VA.
And, that's outrageous.
They can go to www.regulations.com to get instructions for posting comments.
Okay. Okay.
And so we just ask that people listen to this, make their voices known, and hopefully we can get some sanity to this whole process.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much. See, that's exactly the kind of thing that I want to have this program be a part of empowering people about what the law is, giving them a mechanism for using it. If any veterans are out there or any people whose families are going to be impacted by this, make sure you make your concerns known. Please make sure you make your concerns known. And Cheryl, if you don't mind, give us your phone number so that people can also call in, because a lot of veterans do not have access to the internet. If you don't mind, please.
Yes, be glad to. It's 301 220-4463.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So,
and Ethel, thank you so much for what you all are doing.
Well,
you and Stacy and the whole crew, you're just doing a wonderful work.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And I enjoy celebrating with you, so I'm going to get back and listen to the rest of the capitulations. And
well, thank you. You're very much a part of this process, too.
Yes, and thank you, Attorney Chapman Henderson.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you for all you do, too. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of thing. You know, lawyers get a bad rap, but that's the kind of thing we do all day. That's what we do all day, every day throughout the country. But it helps people. It empowers people. But you've got to make use of what y'all send us to school to do. It's important. It really is important. So let me continue. In August, we had the great attorney Donald Temple came on to the show and talked to us about discrimination and racial profiling. And then the world famous Benjamin Crump, Trayvon Martin's lawyer, Michael Brown's family's lawyer.
Yes.
Benjamin Crump came on live and talked to us about police profiling, police brutality. He explained the Stand Your Ground law, how it was misused,
yes,
shall we say. And that was an outstanding program.
And though we didn't know it at the time, nor did he was actually on our show on the day that Michael Brown was killed. And he was on with us that morning. And
uh-huh.
That afternoon, Michael Brown was killed. And, of course, the family didn't eventually call him. So
I didn't even know that.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But he already was giving us such good information about,
yes,
how to deal with these issues, and yet then you see this problem persists.
Yeah.
He got the call immediately about Michael Brown.
Wow. So this is real, folks. This is very, very real stuff that we're talking about. And we want you to know how this impacts you individually and the rest of the people in the community. It's important. I understand, Daryl, we have another call. Hello?
Good morning, Attorney Mitchell and Ms. Royster. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Donna Sachs calling.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Donna?
I'm good. I'm calling to congratulate you on your first anniversary, and I think it's just wonderful how the show has expanded. You started with half an hour.
Yes, that's
now
right.
Now you've gone to an hour.
Yes.
And I want to thank you for having me on the show last week.
Last week you gave us some great information, Donna. Great information. Yes.
Thank you, and I just want to wish you many more years.
Thank you very much, Donna. Thank you very, very. Thank you for calling in, too.
Thank you, ladies. Have a great day.
Yes, thank you. You know who I forgot to mention, too? I want to say thank you to Karen Jackson.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I have to say thank you to Karen Jackson, who really makes this possible.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Definitely. We have another call, Daryl? Okay, thank you. Hello?
Attorney Mitchell.
Yes.
This is Scott Mitchell. How are you?
Oh, my God. I didn't know you were going to call in.
Sure,
hello, Scott. That's my son, folks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You absolutely deserve a platform for all the wisdom that you've got from practicing for so long. I just want to say you've done tremendous things for the community, and I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my son who's at Howard Law School right
Yay.
Now. Both my kids are in law.
See, Scott, we got her. We didn't tell her you were calling in.
I didn't know you were going to call in. Thank you.
Thank you, Stacey, for all that you've done, too, because the show wouldn't be present or possible without you. So
that's
true.
That is very true.
We've been building this together, literally.
Yes, literally.
Literally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Scott, for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. Daryl, we have another call? Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hi. This is Chief Dixon. I was one of your guests in the past, and
I just want
to call to say congratulations to you guys.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Chief Dixon. How are you?
Thank you.
I've been following you guys since that time period, and I'll tell you, you deserve all kudos. It's nice to have some really informative information out there going out to the public. So, again, thank you and congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, that's really nice. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the chief of police for Petersburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
And the former head of NOBLE, the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives. Thank you very much, Chief Dixon. Thank you, guys.
Keep up the good work.
We intend to. We definitely plan and intend to. Thank you very, very much. And thank you for coming on. We have to have you back sometimes, too.
Well, feel free to let me know.
Okay.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you very much. Oh, wow. That's a real nice
one. We had some surprises up our sleeves this morning.
I think Stacy's behind some of this here. This sounds like something Stacy has done, you know? I did not know about all this. Wow, that is really cool. Thank you. Oh, we got somebody else here. Okay, hello?
Hello, Ethel. This is Tony Orocho. How you doing?
Tony, hi. How you doing?
I wanted to congratulate you on your first year anniversary there. Congratulations.
Wow.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling in. My goodness, I had no idea you were going to call in. Thank you.
I had to do that and to wish you the best. And 50 more years on the prayer air.
Well, not 50, Tony. Yet. That might be a bit much, okay? Oh, my. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Let's catch up soon. Take care of yourself.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tony. Appreciate it. That's Antonio Orocho, who was our attorney that talked to us about, you know, nonprofits and how to administer them and how to make them grow. So thank you very much. He's my friend from St. Thomas, long time ago.
Yes, he was amazing as a guest as well.
He was really a good guest, yes. All of my guests were good. But one of the things I really try to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to make sure that the people I have on have practical experience and know what they're talking about. And so, for example, Tony has actually administered nonprofits. He administered La Raza. He administered other nonprofits when they're searching for executives and so forth. So he had very practical information. And Chief Dixon, he's
yes.
chief of police.
Yes.
I mean, and was head of the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives. So he knows about policing and
yes.
what happens and what works and what does not work.
Yes, and he was able to bring perspectives to the listeners as a police officer,
yes.
as a black male,
yes,
as,
he was.
You know, it's so
talked
many
about
roles.
His own experiences
Absolutely.
As a black man. That's right, with other policemen. So this is great. Thank you, Stacy. I didn't know you were doing all this, Tony. Daryl, I understand we have somebody else on. Hello.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, Attorney Mitchell. This is Brenda Morton.
Hello, Brenda. How are you?
This is another young attorney.
How you doing?
I am great. Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I just have to pass on some thanks from a friend of mine. She's a minister.
Uh-huh.
I told her about the series on churches. And she had called afterward and just said, wow.
Very good.
Starting a new church and realized things that were happening to her were happening to others.
So yes.
she, if nothing else, she's not alone in the
yes.
challenges. And I think that's one of the tremendous benefits of this program is opening our eyes to what's out there. And sometimes it's not us, it's the system.
It is the system.
You're teaching us a lot.
Good. That's the objective. And so when people start to do things, don't think you're the first person to do it or that you are alone. And very often in our society, the law really does have a mechanism for operating and helping you. There's a right way to do things, and there are people out there that can help you do them. And whether it's the church, whether it's getting married, whether it's a divorce, whether it's child custody, whether it's forming a business, you know, whether it's being an entrepreneur, whether it's opening a beauty salon, almost every part of your life, somebody else has done it, and so they're at least legal structures in place that can help you do it well.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, Brenda, for calling in.
Oh,
thank
you're
you very
welcome.
Much for letting me know that. That encourages me because that's the idea of yeah. all of this, to let people know there's help out there for when you want to do things and to encourage people to get that help as you go, you know, even before sometimes it's worth it to do a consultation with a lawyer that has experience in something that you're thinking about doing so that they can kind of help you along the way. They really right. can. So,
and that's what she did.
You.
So she's
right.
much happier and much better off right now.
Good. Very good. Very good.
Thank you. Best of luck. I can't wait till, you know, the 5th year anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. We do have a lot more good information that we're lining up to bring to people. But thank you very much for calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, that is great. That is great to hear. That's the kind of thing I like to hear when I find that what we're doing is really practical and useful, and somebody has benefited from it. They've been empowered by it, and whatever it is that they're doing,
yes,
is made better by what they've learned.
You
here.
Are really, Ethel. I just want to take a moment to say thank you for the opportunity to really serve, you know, in this capacity with you. I've learned a lot. I've contributed a lot, and
yes.
you know, it's really been a great journey. I look
Good.
Forward to many more years.
Yes,
and, you know, again, when I describe to people what the show was about, they are in awe of, wow, you know, that's something I need to know about, you know, as a single person, as a person renting a room to someone.
That was a good one.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is. People have just been really inspired and learned a lot. So
they learn a lot.
Thank you, because I've learned a lot in many ways from you.
You're quite welcome, and thank you.
Yes.
Couldn't do it without you. Thank you. Thank you very much. So ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you continue to listen in. And I'm going to try to quickly go through some of the other programs that we've done as well, so that even if you didn't hear them, you can go back and listen to them. And very soon you'll be able to click on links to the guest and to other resources that were provided at the time. And tell your friends about it. We're trying to expand our listener base. We're trying to expand our Facebook friends. So go on Facebook and friend us, I think it's called, right? I'm still learning all this stuff. You know, and shortly with the new website, you'll be able to sign up to get the MailChimp that goes out once a week that announces what the various programs will be, and the new website will be very exciting. I was saying in August we brought back Attorney Erica Cole, who told us about her then upcoming church conference, church compliance conference. In September, I did a series of programs about trust, creating legacies for children and practical uses for trust, and a program on gifting to churches. Then at the end of September, Attorney Michelle C. Thomas returned to talk with us about divorce and prenuptial agreements. Hazel Price Edney of Trice Edney Communications then came on and talked to us about the importance of the black press. In October, Keith Waters talked about personal injury litigation. And then we were very honored to have the Honorable Judge Zenora Mitchell Rankin, who told us about child custody and family law. We also had the Honorable Judge Fern Flanagan Sadler, who told us about the law as it applied to cases of domestic abuse. So again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know about those things, go in and listen to the archives and continue to listen, because we'll continue to have important programs. In November, we did a whole series of programs on real property. I talked about how to transfer real property. And Attorney Glenda Wheeler came in twice to tell us about landlord-tenant law. That was an eye-opener.
She raised a lot of eyebrows.
Right around here about how folks can move in and not move out and become your tenant without even knowing it, you know, even when that's not your intention. But she did. And also, and about the landlord-tenant law in D.C. in particular, which is quite difficult to understand. And she also talked about holding real estate in LLCs. Then Attorney Warner Sessions joined us for two programs about businesses and what you should do if you want to position yourself to do business with the district, with Maryland, and with the federal governments. In December, Attorney Karen Evans of the Cochran Firm talked to us about medical malpractice cases. And just before Christmas, I did an entire program on gifting, in particular to charities that do work in the black community. During the holidays, my executive producer hosted her daytime boss, Attorney Barbara Arnwine, who's the president and executive director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under the law. And she talked about police brutality and misconduct. And then January 3rd, I gave my own State of the Union address.
Yes, I loved it.
And a lot of people enjoyed that
one. So I think we have to do that every year now.
I think so.
Yes.
I think so. That was fun, too. That was lots of fun. Daryl, do we need to take a break? Okay, we have to take a break, and then we'll be right back. Okay.
1450 WOL, where information is power.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless.
And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
1450 WOL, where information is power.
Welcome back. This is Ethel Mitchell of Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. We're having our one-year celebration of our anniversary. I was just going through a list of all the programs that we've had, and let me just finish that. January 10th, Jeffrey Hunter came in to tell us about the tax requirements of the new health care law. January 17th, I was very honored and pleased to have Pamela Means, who is the president of the National Bar Association, who came in to talk to us about the many initiatives of the National Bar. And for those of you who don't know, that is the largest organization of black lawyers and judges in the country, perhaps in the world. January 24th, I did a program on 10 important things that everyone needs to know. And January 31st, Donna Sachs, our attorney, who really knows how to plan for long-term health care cost. So I am very proud of the series of programs that Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell have brought you during its first year. And I promise you that we will continue to bring you new and important information. In fact, next week, it's going to be hot. It's Valentine's Day, Stacey.
Yes, yes, yes.
We got a good one coming up next week. We have the great
Matters
Dr.
of the Heart Part
Matters
2.
Matters of the Heart Part 2, that's right. We've got Dr. Audrey Chapman, the radio host and author and relationship expert extraordinaire. I mean, she's really, really good, too. But she was on the radio for 28 years. She's written numerous books. She is coming on Valentine's Day with our own attorney, Michelle Thomas. We're going to look at matters of the heart. And you know, so you think you are in love, but are you ready for the twist and turns?
Mm.
And she's going to talk about, both of them are going to talk about from a relationship standpoint and from a legal standpoint, you know, what are the factors that if you're single looking, if you're engaged, you need to know about, if you're married, things that you need to know about, and a very large group, if you are in your 60s and older, a lot of
some
older
special considerations.
That's some
for
special
that group.
Considerations because mm-hmm. there's some legal and relationship issues that you need to think about if you're dating or getting into a relationship. So we're going to explore all that next week on Valentine's Day. So I want everybody to tell their mothers and fathers to listen into this one. You know, so even if you're married, you can listen in and learn something on that. And then after that, we are going to explore the unique power that law has had on black life in this country. We have attorney Rod Boggs coming up, the president and CEO of the Washington's Lawyer Committee for Civil Rights and Urban Affairs. He's been there since 1971. His organization has brought many of the lawsuits that tackled unfair discrimination in employment in the district, different kinds of restrictive covenants that kept black people from buying property on 16th Street and other places throughout the throughout Washington, D.C. and throughout the world. Fair housing. He has ongoing cases about D.C. prisoner rights. And so he is going to come on, I believe, on the 21st.
Yes,
we're trying
yes.
to get him on. That's going to be a very important and informative program. And then after that, we have invited the lawyer and founder and his assistant or his co worker of the Whitney Plantation in Louisiana. Now, if you all have not heard about this, I want you to Google Whitney Plantation. It is a plantation in Louisiana that was purchased by this wealthy lawyer from New Orleans, and is the only plantation that is dedicated to exploring the plight of slaves on plantations.
And I've been on that website. I've seen some amazing images.
It is amazing, because you don't realize that slavery was legal. Okay? And so I thought that since we are a law program, we need to explore what were the laws and how they were impacted. And so we are working to bring you that program or programs about how slavery was started and continued under the law. And then we will continue to bring you programs about law, business, real estate, leaseholds, immigration, all kinds of issues. And so I hope you will continue to listen in and learn. And this is Attorney Ethel Mitchell. You can always call me at 202-772-1988 and email me at ethel@lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. Tune in next week and each week. And go to our website, lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. We've got a new website, and it's going to be exciting. Have a good day. Goodbye.
WOL, Washington, D.C., and WPRS HD2, Waldorf, Washington, a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at woldcnews.com.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college. This is beyond a simple donation. It's the opportunity for America to invest in its kids and take an active stake in the future of the country. The return on your investment isn't money. What you get back is knowing you protected our potential. So one day, that potential can grow up to become surgeons and architects, executives and engineers, people who can change the future just by being a part of it. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Who might you save?
Your mother, your father, your husband, uncle, aunt, son.
Learn FAST, F-A-S-T, the sudden signs of a stroke, and you could save
your friend, your best friend, teacher, boss, coach.
F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. F-A-S-T, face, arm, speech, time. That's F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, S, speech difficulty, T, time to call 911. The sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in the recovery of
your neighbor, the waiter, a fellow shopper, a total stranger, grandmother, grandfather.
So learn FAST, the sudden signs of a stroke, then pass it on, because you never know who might save you.
Your wife, your colleague, teammate, mother.
Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Tramp.
What you call me?
Tramp.
Well, you did.
You don't wear continental clothes or Stetson hats.
But I tell you one doggone thing, it makes me feel good to know one thing. I know I'm a lover.
Out of opinion.
All right, mama.
Welcome to Keep It Up with the Joneses. We are live February 7, 2015. We don't get a clap today. No, thank you, Boo. Okay. There it is. Me, Uncle Corey. Booty, we sitting here in the studio. Lot going on. Tramp. That was the songs of the future, huh? I mean, the past.
1967.
That's 1967.
Otis.
It's called, did she call Otis a tramp?
She called him a country tramp.
How would she call him?
Well, he just come up from the South, you know, and she's a city slicker. She's a city slicker.
So many of the Southern guys
came up that time, around that early 60s. They came up from the South, and they came to the city, and that's, you know, they came up with their broke grains because they were going to work.
Mm.
Then people going to work.
So the women actually turned them out.
Well.
It sounded like to me in that song, the women made them do a lot.
Well, she didn't like his broke gang shoes.
Oh,
hair wasn't cut.
Oh, man.
That's
so she made
Collar
it get a
Thomas.
Cut.
That was Collar Thomas.
Wow. 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Exciting weekend. Exciting week. Lots going on. President, you know, he did something very, to me, he did something very good this week. He talked about, and then look at Buddha looking at like, well, he really did. You know, he talked about, I think it was at the prayer breakfast.
Yeah.
When he made the comment that, you know, well, I guess he was comparing to ISIS when they burnt the guy and they did things. And he said, you know, many Americans back in the day, you know, used Christianity and things to burn many of the African Americans, but they got the Republicans got really mad at this. Of course they will, but I thought it was true. You know, I thought he stood up. You know, even though he finally, you know, nothing else came out of it. It was just conversation and banter.
Well, that's prayer breakfast.
So I thought that was good for him.
Prayer breakfast. That's who actually made. Of course, Ben Carson.
Mm-hmm.
When he spoke up at the prayer breakfast, that's when all the Democrats jumped on him.
Ah. So it's always Republican or Democrat. It's always.
Well, it's what, you know, it's what comes out of, you know, what side, you know, that if you're speaking the truth,
mm-hmm.
it might be on the Republican side of thinking sometimes.
It could be.
It can't be all on one side.
But I think if a Republican would have said the same thing, if Ben Carson would have said that, then the Democrats would have jumped on them and the Republicans wouldn't. If he had said the same exact thing that President Barack
said.
Well,
there's a difference. The President of the United States said it. Ben Carson, he's a brain surgeon, so we act like he ain't nobody. You remember?
He really is a brain surgeon.
That's what I'm saying. We say, oh, he ain't nobody. You know what I mean?
Not smart.
But the President said it. And he said it after, you know, a terrible week for, we just lost a citizen yesterday.
That's right.
The young lady that they had last, what, year and a half or two?
And that was actually kept pretty quiet.
Well, no, they said that she, that, well, they let them know she's dead. And the bomb that you had, that they didn't actually send. Well, it was, they were dropping them off.
They were dropping Jordan.
They were actually dropping them. With Jordan had 20 planes. They sent 20. And we sent about 20, but we also sent the big tankers and all the other stuff they asked for, the, you know, the re-tank in the air.
Oh, we had already sent it? I thought.
No, we already had it in the area anyway. Mm. But see, with Jordan,